This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The U.S. government has carried out its first execution in 17 years after the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 in an early Tuesday decision to dismiss a lower court's injunction on three executions scheduled for this week and another set for next month. Daniel Lewis Lee was put to death with a dose of powerful sedative pentobarbital at a federal prison in Indiana hours after the court released its ruling. Lee was convicted of murdering a family of three, including an 8-year-old girl in 1996. More than 571,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. In the U.S., more than 135,000. The number of infections globally surpasses 13 million and 3.3 million in the U.S. The White House is been accused of undercutting its most trusted coronavirus expert as President Donald Trump continues to play down the threat posed by the virus and pushes to reopen the economy before the election. Mr. Trump and other White House officials have been ramping up their attacks against Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious diseases expert, who has been sounding alarms about spiking cases. President Trump suggests the severity of the pandemic that has killed more than 135,000 Americans is being overstated by critics to damage his reelection chances. Reporters yesterday asked President Trump if he was still going to hold the 2020 Republican convention in Jacksonville, Florida, despite the surging coronavirus cases there.
Up a little bit, but we're going to do something that will be great. We think we're doing very well. We had some poll numbers a little while ago that are great. You know, it's the same story. It's suppression polls that we had in 2016, phony polls, fake news, phony polls, same thing. And we're doing very well. We're doing well in Georgia. We're doing well in Texas. I've read where I was 1 point up in Texas. I'm not.
This is VOA News. Britain's government has backtracked on plans to give Chinese telecommunications company Huawei a limited role in a new mobile phone network in a decision with broad implications for relations between London and Beijing. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Britain says the ban's in place after U.S. sanctions made it impossible to ensure the security of Huawei equipment, forcing it to start turning to other suppliers for components. The U.S. threatened to sever an intelligence sharing arrangement with Britain because of concerns the equipment could allow the Chinese government to infiltrate British networks. Culliver's Secretary Oliver Dowden says the decision would delay the 5G rollout and cost millions of pounds. The decision gives British telecoms operators until 2027 to remove Huawei equipment already in Britain's network. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A human rights activist says Sudan's move to change several laws from the Omar al-Bashir administration, including one that imposes the death penalty for Muslims who leave their religion, marks a big step toward making the country more respectful of basic human rights. Justice Minister Nasreddin Abdulbari took to the airwaves Saturday to say the transitional government, which came to power last year after the military ousted Bashir, has enacted several constitutional amendments. One cancels capital punishment for Muslims who leave their faith. Another allows non-Muslims to drink alcohol in private places without fear of prosecution. In addition, the government enacted a new law that criminalizes female genital mutilation, also known as female circumcision. A UN commission probing Burundi on Monday urged the East African country's new government to break the cycle of violence and start cooperating with the United Nations. In a statement, the UN Commission on Inquiry, which publishes its final report in September, urged Burundi's new president, Evariste Ndayishimiye, to demonstrate his will for change. The International Committee for the Red Cross is voicing concern about the humanitarian consequences of the Armenia-Azerbaijan clash as the two nations remain mired in conflict after 2 days of border clashes. Each side is blaming the other for the clashes. The conflict has already turned deadly. Azerbaijan's defense ministry reports 11 members were killed of its armed forces. Armenia's defense ministry reported 3 soldiers and 2 police officers wounded in the conflict. The United States on Monday rejected China's disputed claims to offshore resources in most of the South China Sea, a move that Beijing criticized as inciting tensions in the region and which highlighted an increasingly testy relationship. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.